The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. It is the last day of July 2019. 7:05 in the morning news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And let me see, we'll go to the weather. Is that Sue's in there?
Absolutely. Yeah. Good morning, Carl.
I've got so many producers around here, and, you know, and it's just kind of cool to see it.
It is.
We have, like, our own little cohort here.
We're your minions.
The production cohort.
Well, today in the North Valley, sunny and warm with a high of 99 and a low of 68. More of the same for tomorrow. Then for Friday, triple-digit temperatures once again with a high of 100 and a low of 69. Saturday and Sunday, sunny and hot, a high of 103 for both days, lows dropping in the 70s. Today, calm wind becoming south 5 to 8 miles per hour by the afternoon. And once again, clear tonight, south wind 6 to 11, becoming light and variable this evening. And remember, you know, we have so many fire dangers out there, folks. You've just got to play it safe. If you are traveling this morning, a couple of incidents on the roadway this morning at I-5 North at the South Bonneview Road off-ramp, a traffic collision. Also, we had a traffic collision at 299 at Castle Fall River Road near Fall River Mills today. Lots of construction. If you're heading towards the coast, 299 West, expect possible delays between Redding and the Oregon border. You could see up to two-hour delays between Dunsmuir and Mount Shasta. Also, construction between Redding and Cottonwood on 44 and 99. So pretty much any direction you're heading, including if you're going to be in Oregon. They do have the Milepost 97 wildfire that continues to burn. It is now 25% contained at 12,336 acres. So expect delays along the Interstate 5 corridor. And now, Carl, back to you.
And the weather is brought to you, and the road reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, an Anderson-based business, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Sad news. Two soldiers killed in Afghanistan. I think people don't realize that we're still fighting in Afghanistan. There's still people going out on missions that cause death and destruction. In this case, an Afghan soldier or someone dressed as an Afghan soldier was able to infiltrate the compound and killed these two, a 22-year-old and a 24-year-old soldiers out of the 82nd Airborne. We've been in this continuously since 2001. And so what's that? 18 years of combat, 18 years of war. And yet when you go back and you ask the soldiers and sailors and Marines if this is something that we should remain in at, the vast majority of them say, yeah, we've been there. We see what's going on, and this is something we've got to continue to fight and stop. And if it means continuous assaults on those who would kill us, who would attack us, then that's part of being in the military. Until we find some way of bringing peace to a region that's, you know, really never had peace. And in the Afghanistan or the Middle East, which leads to other, so many other things. They're battling it out over the capital of Libya right now. Two warlords fighting it out. Again, this is a failed Middle Eastern policy that Trump inherited. The one thing he did do was, when he came in, ISIS had their caliphate, and Trump destroyed it. But it is still such a mess over in the Middle East. There's only one country over there that we could count on as, which you could say, as an ally, or one that has a democracy and treats women fairly, and that's Israel. And it is under constant assault from without and from many people from within the United States. They don't seem to understand the importance of this small country in the middle of the Middle East. But I digress. I just want people to think about, we still have people out there. We still have soldiers and Marines and sailors and airmen out in harm's way. And sometimes we forget that. So take a, you know, take a minute today to think about that. They're still out there. They're still putting their lives on the line every day. Okay. Now, yesterday, Cal North Forestry came to my house. I was a very busy boy yesterday.
They did? What were they doing there?
Oh, my goodness. Well, Linda's, you know, up in the mountains with her girlfriends. So I yesterday was one of those days that, you know, I came to work and I literally ran out of here with my hair on fire and got to the house because Cal North Forestry was going to meet me there. And they were there on time. In fact, he was calling me as I was driving up the street. I said, I'm here. He had a total of six people. I think it was six. They came in there to knock out the job. Had to take down two trees. And they weren't like large trees, but they were still trees, you know, good-sized trees, to take them down, clean up everything on top of the house that's leaning over the house, doing all that kind of stuff. Cal North Forestry did, and Sean, who was in charge of the job, talked to Tom Yeomans, the owner. He was there. And we walked around the house one more time to make sure everything was, we all recognized what had to be done. And then he turned it over to Sean, and Sean just did a great job. If you are looking for somebody that you know, with after all this damage that, you know, that there's been, that's been done during the snowstorm and, you know, fallen trees, whatever it is, I would heartily recommend Cal North Forestry. They did a great job, and they had, you know, they not only did they take everything down, they left everything extremely clean afterwards. They, you know, came in raking things up, blowing things, you know, off, you know, into the hinterlands there, picked up everything. You couldn't even tell they were there, except two trees and all of these shrubs and trees overlooking our house that were trimmed back, so we don't have to worry about those falling. Are gone now. Cal North Forestry. Let me see if I can find a phone number here. Oh, I think I can.
They sound great, and so many people are needing that type of service these days.
Yeah, he says he's pretty busy, and I can understand why. The phone number is 200-8123, Cal North Forestry. Heartily recommend them. If you look in there, if you look on the, when you Google it up, you'll see nothing but 5-star reviews. I can understand why. Great job. The debate. I want to get into the debate in the next segment here. But I saw and I heard you say this on the news today, and I was looking it up. Trump's having a problem getting big pharmacy and getting the cost of drugs that we use in the United States, the cost of it reduced. And this is historic. He has told his people from the FDA and people in charge of this, I want you to go to Canada and Europe. And let's start letting Americans buy their drugs, the medicine, I shouldn't say the drugs, but their medicine and drugs from Canada, which is cheaper, and from Europe, which is cheaper. Let it run through the FDA, Federal Drug Administration. Make sure that they're safe, and so you can save money on your prescriptions. Now, this is huge. I don't know if people realize how much money, the difference between what we spend in the United States and what they spend in Canada for the same drug is remarkable. So Trump today or yesterday said, let's let our people, let the Americans buy their drugs, make sure they're safe, you know, government make sure they're safe, so they can drop the cost of their medicine. And when they do this, I can't help but think then American drug companies will start maybe repricing. So this is big for a lot of people that are spending, you know, their insurance covers up to a certain amount that they're having to pay, in some cases, hundreds and hundreds of dollars, if not thousands of dollars for prescriptions that their insurance doesn't cover. Now, at least they can probably reduce it by at least 50% in many cases. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back. I want to talk about last night's debate. And what I took from it, and did you watch it last night?
I have been super busy, and I really wanted to tune in, so I caught clips of it.
Okay, well, I didn't watch the whole thing. I could only, and I'll explain why I couldn't watch the whole thing. But 7:15 in the morning here, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil, Shasta Siskiyou Transport. Been in the business here for 52 years, a very successful business. It's an employee-owned business. So you can imagine that their employees are very well taken care of. Not only that, they have Racing Fuel. Yeah, that's right. Racing Fuel is over at SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167 and ask them about that. They also have the CFN cards, which are good in 59,000 different areas in the, or different gas stations in the United States. I've used them all over the place, and they've, you know, I've never had a problem finding a gas station. You, at the end of the month, you get a very concise accounting of what's been spent and where. And you can get it for your business. And, in fact, we use it for our business here for our sales and several others. And I know then at the end of the month, you know, how much gas we're using, you know, who's using it, where the, you know, the things that you need to do when you're running a business. And SST Oil just makes it easier for you. Give them a call. 241-1167. 7:15 in the morning. It is about 70 degrees out there, going up to 98 today. We'll be right back.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. A local family needed a new heating and cooling system, but they never found anyone better than Alliance. We learned long ago that it's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
And now, back to our show. On and on and on and on. Hey,
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:20 in the morning. It is 69 degrees out there, going up to 98. I can't help it. I love that song.
I love that song. I like Journey.
You know, the lead singer of Journey was here in Reading during that six string concert out there on the baseball field at Colt 45s a couple years ago. And I tell you what, you know, it wasn't the original Journey.
It wasn't the original.
It was the second guy. But of course, his voice, you know, sounds so much, you know, all the voices are almost interchangeable on that. But he sang that. So I had my phone on so I could record it, and then I was singing along with it. And the only thing I can say is this. After I listened back to it, and all I could hear was my voice, I realized why I'm not singing lead singer for Journey. It was so bad. It was so bad. I had to erase the whole thing. I just deleted. Delete.
That's why I don't sing it. I just kind of like dancing here on my chair.
Okay, I watched it. I couldn't help myself. I've got to watch it. So I watched the Democratic debate.
Okay, so how was it? Because I've only seen clips. And who was it that didn't put his hand over his heart?
Guy named Riley.
Yes.
Yeah, Riley. And, you know, and then what is her name? This one who is, she talks about, you know, she didn't get a lot of time. Marianne Williamson. She goes into this thing with this psychic force, and she talks about it, the dark psychic force. So many Americans realize that there's injustice that continues to form a toxicity underneath the surface. And she's moving.
Isn't that like Star Wars? And then she used
the term yada 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 like out of Seinfeld.
Oh no!
You know what? But she's the most searched for after this thing. You know what? Frankly, Marianne Williamson is. You know what? You got to be different. And so, she won that one. But
Tim Ryan is the only Democrat that did not place his hand over his heart during the national anthem. But Marianne Williamson, also that long shot, at first didn't have her hand over her heart, but I think she looked around. And a lot of people don't. Just remember, when you hear it, you put your hand over your heart. That's what you're supposed to do.
I don't do that all the time, because sometimes I stand at attention.
Exactly. I mean, but you're the military personnel know that.
Yeah. But anyway, going on from there, I watched it until the point where after they were fighting to see who could spend the most money last night. And so I had to change channels for a while after the continuous free tuition, free college, free medical care, free money, free this. And they kept using the word free. And I see that on Facebook, and I always go back after that and say, it's not free. It's a government program paid for by your tax dollars. That's what it is. It's a government program paid for with your tax dollars. When they got to the point where I realized I had no money left because of the taxes it was going to take to pay for these things. I mean, it's in the trillions. Let's forgive all student debt. Why? Why? If you want to reform the student debt, let the people who have the student debt write off the interest like you would a home loan. And that would save them money. And they could take it off their taxes. Why not do something just as simple as that? And that would solve, you know, a lot of people would be able to at least have a fighting chance on this. The other thing is it's not my fault. You get $250,000 in debt going to school. Or $100,000 in debt, or $60,000 in debt. That's not my fault. You wanted to go. Now, did you get an education that will get you a job? Is it something like that the country needs? Education, a teacher, a doctor, even a lawyer. But I mean, you know, business, something, English, something that you can use to get a job. Philosophy. of the Middle Ages is not something that, you know, that's kind of really a specific job you're going for on that one. May not be a lot of those left. Why should I, why should Sue, why should Jason pay for people that have done this, that have run up these bills? I worked all the way through college. My brother-in-law graduated from medical school with less than $20,000 in debt, less than 20, because he worked, and his parents didn't help him that much. He worked his way through school. And I don't understand this thing where if people go out and get these huge, you know, take these loans and have a great time at college, oh, I can't pay them back. Yeah, I bet every one of them has a cell phone. I bet every one of them goes out and has a good time. And now they want, now that your Democrat candidates want me and you and all you hardworking people out there, most of whom, the majority of whom, have not gone to college, pay for the college tuition of people who have run up these damn bills. Why? Of course, then we go into Medicare for All. You know, there's this one guy in here. I think his name was Delaney. Is this the... He said this is crazy. He said you're going in here and you're telling people they can't keep their private insurance. You know, he says my dad was in the unions and he's very happy with his medical care. You're saying you're taking that away from them. Well, you know, we have to make this work. And Bernie, God bless. You know what? Frankly, I hope Bernie gets make. I hope Bernie's the candidate.
So he can get beat or what? I mean, I'm just saying. You know,
Here's why I want Bernie.
All right.
Because Bernie got. He was totally hosed by the Democrats in the last. In the run up to the last election. You know, when they anointed Hillary Queen. He didn't have a chance. They cheated. They provided her answers. I mean, it was the whole thing. He never had a chance. I think Bernie needs a chance. But I tell you, the other reason is this. You cannot have a more clear-cut difference between two candidates than Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, unless it's Elizabeth Warren. Both of them want to destroy the medical system that covers 90% of all Americans. Yeah, covers 90% of the Americans. And they want to destroy it. They want to take it, make Medicare for all. That means, what about your doctors? Oh, no, you can keep your doctors. Well, we know how that works. No, you can't. No, you can't. You won't be able to because I tell you why. Unless Medicare changes, there's a lot of doctors that can't take Medicare, take only Medicare patients because they don't get paid enough money. It's the insurance companies that pay the enough money just so they can take people on Medicare. And, oh, yeah, and guess what? On TRICARE, the military medical system, because they don't pay as much as other insurance plans. And if they just took those only, or Medi-Cal, if they took those only, they'd have to shut down their offices. So they or have to go where you're going to have the government is going to tell you, you have to take these patients. And if the government tells you, you have to take these patients, you have now totally destroyed the entrepreneurship that doctors can have. You can't practice medicine unless you take all of these patients. But I'm not going to pay you like I did before. So the medical system that we have today that covers about 90% of the people will be destroyed. Medicare for all. The cost of it. You know, do you know they point to little bitty countries like Switzerland and Sweden and a few others. Oh, this works so well over there. Oh, they're so happy. Well, yeah, but they also pay like 75% of everything they make goes to the government. 75%, think about it. It's not only the income taxes and the sales tax, then they have the value-added tax. The value-added tax means is that you keep adding taxes from the time it's grown to the time it gets to the market. Then you get taxed on that, and then you get taxed on your personal income. which is why a lot of these countries with socialized medicine have gray economies. They don't declare how much money they make. Because if they did, they could not live where they could actually buy a car and have a house because the government will own them. And we haven't gotten to that point in our country where the government can own you. Every year, more onerous regulations come out. Every year, something new. Or not just something, many somethings come out. So that we, as Americans, as citizens of this great country, it makes it harder to get forward. Yes, you can still do it. Yes, if you work hard, you can still make it and make us be a success in this country. And the final thing on their health care is they all would pay for illegal immigrants. They would pay for their health care when we can't even pay for the veterans' health care in this country right now. Oh, let's just pay for it. Yeah, good idea, California. What are the VA homes look like? What are are you taking care of your veterans in this state? We still get have 22 a day committing suicide. May have dropped to 21, but the number is still horrendous. 129,000 veterans have killed themselves, and only 5,800 have died in Afghanistan and Iraq. Think about it. Since this thing started. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. And by the way, Shasta Regional Medical Center and the Veterans Clinic right here in town are working out arrangements right now so that Shasta Regional Medical Center can take care of our veterans. Instead of having to go down to Davis or 3 or 4 hours in these different places where they have the specialists down there, Shasta Regional Medical Center has applied to be able to be the medical facility that we can send our veterans to. And I can tell you that they take great care of people. In the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States, their emergency room sees people in 30 minutes or less, gets them out of there as fast as they can. Their average is under, I think right now, 20 minutes. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Hey, we'll be right back with Kayla Brown right after these messages. BNT Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BNT Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
Chris Jensen live at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Well, it's hotter than hell outside right now. It's 100 in the shade with the sun beating down.
He's not your typical country artist, singer, songwriter, award-winning, crowd-pleasing. He's the total package. His hits include Buy Me a Boat, Drunk Girl, and Fix a Drink.
Now that I can fix a drink, pour it on ice.
Country artist Chris Jensen, Friday, August 30th. Tickets on sale at windriver.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Stay tuned for an important message for conservative Republican voters.
This is former California Republican Party Chairman Jim Brulte, and I'm on your radio today supporting Assembly candidate Megan Dolley. Megan Dolley is the kind of Reagan Republican we need, a no-nonsense conservative. Megan is tough, smart. She's got real-world experience as a small businesswoman. You can count on Megan Dolly to do what's right for the North State.
I'm Republican Megan Dolly. I've spent my whole life here in the North State. I'm a farmer, wife, and mother. I strongly oppose overregulation and higher taxes. And I will vote to protect Prop 13. I'll fight to secure our border and end the sanctuary state policies that protect illegal alien criminals. In the Assembly, I'll work as hard for the North State as I do for my own family. We are strong together.
Ad paid for by Megan Dolly for Assembly.
The Baffle and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Baffle and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. The Baffle and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:36 in the morning. It is 70 degrees out there, going up to 98. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell is the expert. It's fire season. You know what? I got stuff on earthquakes yesterday from my insurance company. And I'm not sure if I have to take it because I kind of shredded the first letter that came through. And then the big packet was about earthquake insurance. So I think I have earthquake insurance. I don't think I have a choice. I think it's just on there. Okay. But if I really wanted to know, I would call Judy and have Judy tell me all about insurance because she is the expert. Been doing it since 1993. And we were talking about health insurance. Talk to Judy about health insurance because she – she takes continuous classes, she and her people do, on what is going on in our health insurance, situations here in this country. It changes dramatically. This is here. This is here today. It's gone next month. You know what? You can't take care of that. Nobody can follow that except Judy Maxwell. Give her a call, 221-0441, or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. I'm here with one of my favorite people, Kayla Brown.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
I'm fine. Okay, and how did I meet you?
Oh, gosh, what was that, six years ago?
Yeah.
Something to do with State of Jefferson, probably.
It was State of Jefferson started out, was it State of Jefferson? Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. State of Jefferson has been with us a long time.
Yeah.
But, Kayla, you were the plank holder on this, I believe. You and...
I was there with Red and,
yeah,
and
Red.
Terry and Wynn and a few of the other
guys. Yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. And you are a woman who is very articulate, very, very bright.
Thank you.
And and you espouse things that it's tough to argue against because your arguments are really good.
That's what my husband things. Says.
I know. See, you know what? When you get with an articulate woman, and they're smarter than you are, it's just hard to win arguments. It's just, in fact, with Linda, then if I actually bring in a point, she'll just look at me and ignore it. You know, it's like, and then kind of like give me this look, you know, kind of gives me this look and kind of, she looks away like, oh no. And then I think, oh, I may have winged the lion this year. So
your Icarus flying too close to the sun.
Oh man, I tell you what, I can feel those feathers dropping off every second. Anyway, but you know what? There's something else you're really into, and I've gone out there and watched you, and it's the Civil War reenactment group here, and we've got a really active one right here in Reading.
We do. Our membership is about 150 members for the Reenactors of the American Civil War. And for more information on us, you can go to racw.org. We are a 501c3 organization, so we're a charitable organization here in the North State. Our reenactments are from all the way down to Sacramento, to the Oregon border, Nevada, to the coast. So we have a very, very wide range of area that we can do events at. So if you want us to come and do a school day presentation at your local school, we do that. We put on full reenactments with the cannons and the horses. Those are usually Friday, Saturday, Sunday events. And then we have a special event called our Sweetheart Ball. And that is the one that we host here in the city of Reading. We'll be at the Red Lion over on Hilltop on February the 8th this year, or 2020 rather. And that is where we dress up in our 1860 ball gowns. That's corsets, hoop skirts, you know, 15 yards of lace and satin and everything else. With the fluffy hair and the uniforms, it's very nice, very pretty. I actually dress as a girl for this. It's the only event
okay.
I do.
Now, okay, let's explain this. One of the reasons Kayla dropped out of the show was that you're a mommy.
I am a mom. I have three kids now. I got three.
Oh my gosh!
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Kayla's voice, you can it sounds very young. And when I met Kayla, you haven't changed a bit, by the way.
Thank you.
You look exactly. I mean, you still look like you're 15. And I remember that you're in there pregnant, and I'm going. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, this is there's something wrong here.
This can't be good.
This can't be right. And
right.
You have three children. That's right. I saw that on Facebook the other day.
Yeah, my oldest is 6 and a half now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. Okay, so. Why did you get into Civil War reenactment? I mean, this isn't something everybody does.
I blame my best friend, actually. I'm going to say her name, Kelly. And I forgot to buy her a birthday present one year, and she said as penance I had to go to a Civil War reenactment when I was 11.
When you were 11?
I was 11 years old. And so I went, and I loved it. It was right after 9/11, so it was very very crucial time in American history and personal mm-hmm. history and all that, and it just stuck with me. She no longer reenacts. I do.
Okay, so why do people
Because
you really liked it,
yes.
You know, obviously from the very beginning as a child.
Yes.
As a, you know, and but why do people get into this?
We actually have a lot of veterans who are part of this, going all the way back to, we've got, you know, Korea, Vietnam War veterans who do this for the camaraderie aspect with the soldiers. Because once, mm-hmm. you get out of the military, you lose that camaraderie.
Many times that happens. Yes.
So we love taking in veterans because it gives them a little bit of that aspect again. We have a lot of kids. My unit, our average age is probably about 17. We've got probably 10 or 12 people between the ages of 10 and 18 who reenact with us. So it's kind of a father-son, Boy Scout with guns type of idea. A lot of the gals get involved because their husbands, their boyfriends are doing it,
Just to let people know, during the Civil War, there were kids 10 and 12.
Yes, the youngest was as young as 8 years old.
8 years old, and they were the drummer boys.
Usually.
And, of course, when they were 14 or 15, they were carrying rifles.
Well, if you look at Johnny Clem at the age of 12, his drum was shattered in front of him at one of the battles. And so he picked up a rifle, and he ended up capturing a colonel.
Wow.
He was 12 years old.
12 years old.
Yep.
Which side did he fight on?
He was a Yankee.
A Yankee.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're saying Yankee because here's the thing, is you can go either way, right? And people
do
that.
Our unit, we are the first U.S. sharpshooters, so we are a northern unit, sharpshooting unit, and we are 8th Alabama Company I.
Depends on what you need for the battle.
It depends on what you need, because what happened is because of the political atmosphere about 10 years ago, we had a total of about 3 Confederate soldiers in the RECW.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really fight a battle with 3 Confederates, so how do you show someone, the public, how you're going to have a reenactment if you have nobody to shoot at? So we took the first U.S. sharpshooters, we said, okay, we're going to go be Confederates, and that's pretty much where we've been ever since. And now we have about 27 people in our unit alone.
Okay. And this doesn't mean that you're supporting slavery or anything. This is, of course not. This is the fact that you're putting on a show, but you're also putting on something that is historically accurate as it could possibly be.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We need to take a break here because I'm going to keep you for another 15 minutes.
All right. No problem.
This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers has been in the business 15 years. Sharon Clark has a fully trained, very competent group of ladies and men that work for her. All of them have passed, all of them been licensed by the state, all have had their background checks, et cetera, et cetera. She's been doing this since the very beginning when other people were not required to, but Sharon did because she wanted to make sure that there was, that the people she had were quality, that she didn't have to worry about things in their background. So if you need help, whether it's after a surgery and it's a couple hours a day or if it's 24 hours a day for a loved one, it's Reading Home Helpers. Give them a call at 226-8350. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. 70 degrees out there. It's going up to 98 today, thanks to Shasta Gas Propane, who gives us the weather reports all the time. And we'll be right back.
We're Armstrong and Getty here on KCNR with the all-new lineup for 2019.
Join us 9 to 12 Monday through Friday.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hey, North State sports fans. This is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Meet Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:49 in the morning. It's about 71 degrees out there, going up to 98 today. Well, you know what? Almost feel like putting a sweater on when it's under 100. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, where Linda likes to hang out when she has a few extra minutes to go in and surprise me. Look at this. It was so beautiful and such a good price. 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Redding. I'm here with Kayla Brown, who is, I've known Kayla now for, over 7 years. Was on early on one of the founders of State of Jefferson, and then decided that having children and, moving on with that her life, and now you have three.
I'll say, all you have to say is kids, and people kids. Go,
But she's also big in the Civil War reenactment community, and we have a large community around here. How many? 150?
We have 150 in the RACW alone.
Right, just around here. So you all kind of merge together for these big things,
sometimes,
from other
yes.
units and things yep. like this. And what's the largest reenactment that you've been in?
That I've been in, personally? I would probably say it was the Duncan Mills reenactment back in 2004. Four-ish, and I'd say there was probably about 800 to 1,000 soldiers
wow.
in that event.
Now, I understand that when they filmed Gettysburg, and yes. you probably know this better than I, they used a lot of reenactors.
I know some reenactors who were on the field during that film.
They brought in all their own uniforms, they formed up in Pickett's Charge.
Yep.
I mean, if you read your history, it was a tremendously deadly war.
Yes.
The tactics were behind the technology.
Very much so. But the biggest killer during the Civil War was actually disease.
Yeah.
Because prior to the Civil War, most people, they were born, they raised, and they died within a 20-mile radius. But once they got outside of that radius, they were exposed to a whole bunch of other diseases and things like that. You put a bunch of young men in one area, you're going to have a lot of measles and dysentery and everything else.
Yeah, dysentery because they weren't up on how the cleanliness of it.
Yeah.
Let's just face it, the medical practice had not kept up with massive loss of life or limbs, because when somebody was hit with a 50 caliber slow moving bullet, it would tend to shatter a bone.
Yeah.
And they had nothing they could do except remove that leg or that arm.
And there were simply too many casualties for the amount of surgeons that were actually there. So it was as simple as, okay, well, it's in the arm, off it goes, it's in the gut, see you later.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, we'll triage you over here.
Yep.
Now, you, of course, don't use live ammo.
No, we don't. We run out of reenactors too fast.
That's right. Now, the thing about I really like, because I've been out there, is the historical accuracy of it. You make it just as real as you can as possible,
mm-hmm.
right?
We do. We try, very much so.
And then now you're getting ready to have your ball, the sweetheart ball.
Sweetheart ball, yep.
And this is where, if when Linda and I come, we don't have these, we don't have that. I could have something in my closet. It's pretty old, but it's not that old.
You can come in your modern uniform.
Come in your
my
modern uniform.
My husband ended up doing that last year because he had drill weekend.
But you all were dressed in the 1860s with the corsets. The corsets.
Yep.
I understand women, when they get into these corsets, would get, it was like cutting their wind off, because some of them would get so tight.
That's
but
called tight lacing.
Yeah, well, you're very slim, so that's probably not a problem with you. But I imagine, back in those days when they cranked it down, they used to have to put a little handkerchief on them with smelling salts. So when they started feeling faint,
they could
snort a little bit of that, and they'd be back again.
Right.
So,
yes, our girls do wear corsets these days, and they did back then as well. Most of the time, a lot of people have this tight lacing idea from the movie Gone with the Wind.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't do it to that effect.
Yeah.
But I can say wearing, 15 yards of fabric and hoop skirts and chemises and petticoats and pantaloons.
Oh, my
gosh. You're wearing 7-8 layers when you finally get all the junk on.
Yeah.
You need to wear a corset because it helps keep all the weight of that off of your hips. So it actually feels a lot better wearing all of it with a corset.
Really? I had no idea.
Absolutely.
For a variety of reasons.
Well, men wore corsets too. It's very slimming, If you,
you're
have
right.
a big dinner, it's nice to have a...
I guess. Okay. it made you have that T look.
It
in
does.
Your, that T look in your uniforms.
Yep.
So I imagine some of the... some of the older generals and things like this. Okay, now, if you want to join the reenactors, yep. and you say, you know, this is something I might like to get into, you know, how do you do that?
Well, we take anybody and everybody. We have no qualms against that. Mm-hmm. A lot of our women, it's about 50-50, actually. You can join the Civilian Corps.
Mm-hmm.
They do a lot of really important stuff over there. They teach sewing, cooking, bandage making. I mean, they were – a lot of people think the Civil War was all about the soldiers, but soldiers wouldn't have gotten nowhere without the women. Let's just put it that way.
Right.
And so our Civilian Corps really – they do so much I can't even list it on the radio. So you have that available to you. There are men who are also in the Civilian Corps because they, too, were important on the home front. If you want to enlist with the soldiers, to be on the battlefield, you have to be 10 years old. To carry a weapon, you have to be 12. And you can be Yankee or Confederate. It's all infantry.
Mm-hmm.
We take men. We take women. We take children.
Well, you fought. You fought as a.
I've been a soldier since I was 13 years old.
Since you were 13.
Yep.
So, and then you put your dress on for the ball.
Only for the ball.
Only
yep.
for the ball. How much time does this take?
Usually we have an event once every other month or so.
Mm-hmm.
Next year we already have a very full schedule at the beginning of the year. We have the Sweetheart Ball in February here in Reading. We have the Reading reenactment over at Enterprise Park for our second year in a row. We'll be there in March. And then we have Dog Island and Red Bluff in April. So a lot of local events right at the beginning
What's
of the year.
What's Dog Island?
The Dog Island park off of Main
yeah.
Street. It's a dog park, I believe.
Okay. So what do you do? Do you set up a camp or something like that?
We do. We set up our camp. So you've got a lot of tents out there. We do have a campaigning group, the Third Arkansas, and they sleep out in the grass. What you see on their backs with their knapsacks is all they brought that weekend. They're very authentic reenactors. They're amazing. If you have somebody to talk to, talk to them. But, yeah, we set up camps. We eat out there. We sleep out there. We reenact. So you get to see all of that as well.
Do you really get into character?
Some people very much get into character.
Mm-hmm.
Others, not so much. They're just there more to have fun. And so that's the nice spectrum. If you're a reenactor who wants to go out and just take your kid out, go have fun, get out of town for a week and get off the video games and the TV, we'll take you. If you want to be a stitch counter, we'll take you too. We don't mind.
What's a stitch counter?
A stitch counter is somebody who is so authentic that their uniform is hand sewn. It's the right kind of dyes on it and everything else.
Wow.
Yes, there are some who are very, very
Is this very costly?
It can be.
It can be.
It can be. So if you're new to reenacting, you haven't done it before, we have loaner gear. So we will loan you tents, rifles, weapons. We'll, you know, you can be on a cannon crew and play with the cannon if you want to. You can't take it home.
Is this a full-size cannon?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we only do full-size. So we've got 3 pounds.
I have a black powder rifle.
Well, then you need to come out.
And I need to get a nipple on it, and we're trying to find the right size.
What kind of weapon is it? Is it the Hawkins?
Yeah. But it's made by the Italians.
Okay.
I think I've got it here. Let me show it to you. Anyway.
Okay. Yeah.
But this is, sounds like it could be a lot of fun for people really into history. As you said, for veterans, you kind of get this feeling of camaraderie and all this, and you get a chance to shoot black powder.
Yep, and we have all walks of life. We've got lawyers, we got doctors, we got policemen, et cetera. We have a whole bunch, construction workers, everybody.
That's good. Yep. You know what? It's kind of cool like this.
It'd
be great if you get like a cavalry squadron out here.
We do. We have
cavalry
units. It's hard to find people with horses, but we do have those as well. So if anybody has a horse and wants to go and run down some Confederates, we have a unit that would love to have you, and the Confederates love to play. So.
Okay, Caleb Brown here from the Civil War reenactors, but you're having your ball, and this is a little bit early out, but it's good to get people into it. It's called the Sweetheart Ball.
Mm-hmm.
It's in February of 2020, and how do people get tickets?
You go to racw.org.
Okay. I'm going to buy a couple of tickets for February in 2020.
And we are also doing a raffle for the RACW to raise money. This is for a $3,500 gift certificate through Avanti Travel at $25 a ticket or $6 for $100. You can also go to racw.org to purchase. There will only be 500 tickets sold. That's it, 500. So you have one or a 6 in 500 chance for a $3,500 gift certificate of any vacation that you choose.
Super. Caleb Brown, thank you so much. You know what?
It
was a pleasure seeing you again. It's been several years. I kind of follow you on Facebook. 3 kids now. Wow.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break for the news. And when we come back, we have Jake Mangus, CEO of the Chamber of Commerce. And we're going to ask him about the decisions the Chamber of Commerce has made over the last few days and why they made those decisions. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Tom, I'm Rich Thomason. The cost of prescription drugs may be coming down thanks to a new Trump administration plan.
The proposal unveiled by Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar would allow states, wholesalers, and pharmacists to get FDA approval to import certain medications from Canada that are also available here. The importation idea won praise from Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley, who along with Democrat Amy Klobuchar have sponsored legislation to facilitate importation. While the idea is opposed by the pharmaceutical industry, which has warned against counterfeit and unsafe drugs, lower prescription drug costs has been a priority of President Trump.
Correspondent Wally Hines. The latest Democratic candidates debate highlighting differences between progressive and more moderate presidential contenders. The progressives tout proposals like Medicare for All. Moderates argue that such plans are unrealistic because there isn't enough money to fund them. Some Democrats would like to roll back the Trump tax cuts. Heritage Foundation's Genevieve Wood says that is a non-starter.
Well, I would ask them to look at the stats from the Treasury Department that showed that 9 out of 10 Americans have larger paychecks today after the tax cuts that went into effect last year. And I think that's one of the biggest problems that Democrats on the stage on Tuesday night and Wednesday night will face.
America's hiring binge rolls on. Payroll processor ADP reports employers added 156,000 jobs this month. The Fed may announce an interest rate cut later today, and Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick says that would be a dramatic move.
This will be the first time in a decade that our nation's central bank is cutting interest rates in the face of economic uncertainty.
And he looks for a 0.25% interest rate cut. Wall Street, the Dow down 3 points. The S&P is off a fraction. The NASDAQ up 12 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has joined political talks in Northern Ireland, promising to do everything in his power to help efforts to restore the power-sharing government. The BBC's Keith Doyle in Belfast.
It's Brexit that's been dominating today's talks. The DUP leader, Arlene Foster, who met Boris Johnson for dinner last night, said she wants a deal, but no deal must remain an option. After meeting the Prime Minister, the Sinn Féin President, Mary Lou MacDonald, said a disorderly crash out of the EU would be catastrophic for the island of Ireland, and that Boris Johnson's preparations for a no-deal exit should include preparing for a poll on Irish unity.
Israel's cabinet approving a plan for more than 700 housing units for Palestinians in the West Bank. That's in addition to 6,000 Israeli settlement housing units. The move comes ahead of an expected visit to the region by President Trump's chief Mideast envoy, Jared Kushner. Townhall.com. Congressional Democrats and the White House may be moving closer to ratification of a trade pact with Canada and Mexico.
House Democrats have met 4 times with U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer. Both sides say they're making progress toward a deal that would clear the way for the Congress to approve the administration's U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. A senior administration official speaking on condition of anonymity cites growing optimism amid signs that House Speaker Pelosi is willing to work toward a compromise on the USMCA. George Bonzani reporting.
North Korea has test-fired 2 short-range ballistic missiles It is the second such test firing in just 6 days. Analysts say the move could be aimed at pressuring Washington into working to restart stalled nuclear talks with Pyongyang. And again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow is now up 2 points. The S&P is up a fraction. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. It is Wednesday, the 31st of July. We've lost July. Tomorrow's the 1st of August. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community at Shasta Regional Medical Center. What's it look like, Sue, for the weather?
It's Ashley.
Oh, it's Ashley. I can't. The glare off the window that I... going to get fixed, and Jake told me how to fix it, and I still haven't done it yet. So
we are looking at 72 degrees in downtown Reading right now with a high of 99 today, low of 68, and copy-paste pretty much for the rest of the week. Into the weekend, we'll have a high of 103.
Oh, good. I'm glad it saves itself for the weekends, for the hot weather, so I can get out there in the weeding again and clearing things away from the house.
Do it early in the morning. It's 72 now.
That's the day I sleep. I sleep on Saturdays.
Go to bed early.
I go up.
That's how I do it.
Oh, no. Anyway, the weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Chuck and Judy Kinney down there have built a wonderful business, hire a lot of veterans down there, won awards for that. 365-3793. Let's go to the phone. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Well, U.S. equities are mixed on this final trading day of July as investors digest upbeat earnings and look ahead to this afternoon's Fed decision. Expectations call for a 25 basis point cut in the key benchmark rate. The Dow Jones currently is up 2 points at 27,200. The S&P 500 is off 2 points at 3,010. The NASDAQ composite gaining 16 points at 8,290. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, GE down 42 cents at 1010. Chesapeake Energy trading higher up 4 cents at 184. And Pfizer up 63 cents, trading at $39.42 per share. Local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares off 8 cents at $38.14. Cornerstone Community Bank Corp. flat and trading at $17.95, and Bank of Commerce trading at $10.87 per share. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced yield 2.05%. And over to commodities, gold is down $1 at $1,431 per ounce, silver down 10 cents at $16.52 per ounce, and crude oil positive 41 cents at $58 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. How are you doing?
We're good. July was a pretty good month.
Well, I guess so. You know what?
All expectations. Well, is the Fed going to lower the rates? Because Trump's tweeting at them every day.
I know. So if that happens, here it goes again. So
the market will get a little pop from that.
Well, yeah. It's always good to hear that. You haven't bought your Lamborghini, but I don't think you ever would. I think you just kind of like.
No. My grandparents wouldn't like me to do that. They're from the greatest generation. They say, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Okay.
That's right.
Thanks
so
much, Susan.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
You bet. Hey, Wells Fargo Advisors at 2705 Park Marina Drive. Give Susan a call at 243-7561. She's the Vice President for Investments there. She knows what she's talking about. Have somebody, maybe you want to have somebody new look at your investments. Hey, I'm with Jake Mangus, CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, and I only have him for 30 minutes today because he's in a meeting with Barry Tippin. And this is a meeting that you all have been trying to set up because I guess there's several other people in it, trying to get everybody together at one time. It's like herding cats.
It sure is. Carl, thanks for inviting me. The city manager has been very good about meeting consistently with myself and the Chamber of Commerce. We have a monthly meeting. This is a different one. And it's always good for us to be able to stay in contact with what's going on at City Hall.
Oh, so absolutely.
Glad to be there.
Okay, so then let's just start hammering away at these things. The Chamber of Commerce endorsed Megan Daly.
Yes, we did.
Over a local business.
Over a local business with Jones Fort, correct?
Right.
Yes. So
Local businessman, I should
say.
That's
right. I've had quite a few inquiries just asking about the process over the last couple of days since we made that decision. And when I say we, it's our political action committee and our board of directors.
Yeah, this wasn't Jake Mangus.
I reflect their position. Yeah. And it was a unanimous one, actually. We interviewed or gave opportunity for all of the candidates to come in and interview with us. And we saw four out of the five. Joe Turner was not able to join us. Mm-hmm. But we did give equal time to the other four. And there were positive takeaways from every interview, certainly. And in the end, the decision was based upon mostly, I would say, Megan's ability to convince the group that the relationships formed over the years with Brian by her side, or by the side of Brian, will continue in Sacramento. And as a Republican minority party in the state, those relationships mean everything. And showing what Brian has been able to do over the years in the assembly to get lawmakers of both sides of the aisle up into the district, see what's going on here, to know what's going on, and to fight for them. Those relationships, I guess, have allowed in trailer bills and so on with Democratic lawmakers to get things done for us. I mean, certainly the saving of the biomass plants in the North State saved many jobs and many local economies. And so that's just one example. So the group said, hey, we've been really pleased with what Brian's been doing. And we buy into the idea that you're going to continue doing that. She said, those relationships are as much mine as they are his. And so that's what the group has gone forward with. And I think because
so you're basing your and devil's advocate here, because we do not endorse on these.
Sure.
So you're basing your decision on things her husband has accomplished.
And
you're betting on the fact that she'll be able to continue this.
Yeah, I would say that is pretty accurate. One of the things that we urged her to do is, you know, to own the fact that she's Brian's wife, and he's done a wonderful job, and she has a great reputation, as does he. And so the group believes that we have every reason to believe that credibility exists within that household, and she's going to be able to represent
us
well.
Does it bother you that the whole representation, because this is what I hear, okay? The
sure.
whole representation for Northern California comes out of one household.
I think that, if we're thinking that we're talking about the Kennedys of Bieber or something like that, I don't think that that's the case. I think that for us it was just simply looking at the pool of talent that put their put themselves forward, and knowing that the timeline is so abbreviated that, one of the things that I talked to the group about, the board, is I said, do we want to wait until after the primary to make a decision on this? Because oftentimes you will, right? You'll see who are the legitimate candidates that will rise to the top. And in some ways, similar to our decision to back Joe Comente in the Comente-Kehoe race, we got involved in the primary because we thought, we got to make sure that if we believe that this is the right candidate, that Megan Dolley is the right candidate, and we do, that we give her every chance to survive the primary and get into the finals.
Who's on the political action committee?
It's comprised of a hybrid of our board of directors and then at-large community members. We've got people like Jonathan Anderson from the Good News Rescue Mission on our political action committee now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, Mike Dahl, who's a former mayor of the city of Reading and very involved still with many things in the mm-hmm. community. You got Doug Wright, local attorney and friend of the show here. Very
Doug's a great guy.
Yeah.
All three people so far are very, very, very stand-up guys.
Yep. And then
– any women on it?
Yeah. Christy Davis from Golden Valley Bank is on it. Let's see.
Hey, man, I'm into diversity here.
Yes, Michelle Godert is another one off the top of my head. I'm getting into trouble now. I got to have my roster in front of me.
No, that's okay.
Michelle Berry involved in the downtown Reading.
I just wanted to kind of get an idea who was on it.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So, and you think that
Todd Jones is another good example, too. Todd VP of the
EDC
and very politically astute.
Okay. So you believe that she'll be able to carry the same message and be able to accomplish the same things that her husband has, because she's been with him as she pointed out on the show here, she says those connections that he has are the same ones I have.
Yeah, it was absolutely, and it was like the thought. Do you like Brian Dolly's approach in the assembly? Yes. Megan is saying that she has a similar approach, that she's right. She's been right along his side, developing the relationships that he has. I believe they hosted the Democratic caucus in the district, you know, just for an example. And not that you want to say that you're, bowing down to the majority and for the sake of your own ideals, but I think it's just the reality that if you want to get things done in the state of California,
we're going to have to do kissing. We're going to have to kiss some copious amounts of butt. Come on, let's just say it. And so you might as well, if, as long as you understand that.
I will say that, along those lines, that Elizabeth Betancourt, the Democrat involved, very impressive resume, working in forestry and watershed. You've got her. She's a scientist. She's also a local farmer in Happy Valley of Olives.
Mm-hmm.
And she's involved with the city of Reading with the Community Development Advisory Committee.
Yeah, she's going to be on next Tuesday the 6th.
I think that as one of the fun jobs for me, tongue in cheek, is that I have to let the other candidates know that we're not going to endorse them. My board makes the decisions, but then I have to carry out
you're
the
one.
Stuff, right?
So you're the head.
So I would say that each one of them had qualities going for them, certainly. And so, we try to put it out there to let them know that we're appreciative of their courage for running and so on. Lane Rickard, for example, yeah, the guy, a lot of enthusiasm and so on.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk Costco and Reading Rancheria.
Ooh. The cluster.
This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Knows the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. A veteran-owned business, and he doesn't waste your time or your money. Guarantees his work for life. That's Jeff Wurst. He's located at 38208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
You ain't gonna rock and roll no more.
Don't go back.
Just finish cleaning up your room.
BNT Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BNT Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to soul to today's pop charts. Tickets are just $15 each or a table of 10 for $130. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm here with Jake Mangus, CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We've only got Jake here for a few more minutes, and I'm going to ask him, why does the Chamber back a candidate?
Well, we are one of the few organizations that represents the business community that has the freedom to get involved in candidate endorsements. I mean, the commitment we make to our members is that, and we know this because it's important to them, they have told us via feedback we get in surveying and so on, that electing business-friendly candidates is one of the key roles that they see the chamber play. We do not accept any government contracts at this time, so that gives us the freedom to know that there won't be any repercussions if we get involved in matters in local government. And the business community needs a voice, and they need an advocate, and so they elect a board of directors each year to represent their interests, and that's what we do. Not that every race that comes forward will we endorse a candidate, but when the board deems it appropriate, we will.
Okay. Now, Costco. Chamber of Commerce backing that?
Well, we certainly recognize the importance of the sales tax to the City of Reading's general fund. I think that it's a balance between that and wanting what's best for the business, and that is the business Costco itself. I think reading in the newspaper, like we all did, or heard on the radio, that this was Costco's first site choice.
This one's right there. The second one was the other one out on Oasis was a second, and never really got off the ground.
Yeah, and so it may look like trying to fit a square peg into a round hole to we who are not traffic engineers and so forth. But I think that when you look at what's been brought forward by GHD and Omni Means with the traffic study and so on. I mean, they're standing by their work.
Well, I'm going to get Russ back on the show. Wyndham,
good.
This, and so we can go back over this again. Okay, next, because I'm going to lose you in a few minutes. Reading Rancheria.
So that is a very complex topic for sure. I mean, the way that we've looked at is the property, the strawberry fields is the north parcel, the smaller but still significant 82-acre southern piece of that property called the Strati property. Both have been sold over the years to the Rancheria. The strawberry fields in 2003, I believe, and then in 2010, our own city council sold the final 82 acres to the Rancheria because of a variety of reasons. It was owned by, I think, REU reserves were used to purchase that southern portion of that parcel. Remember our former DA, Jerry Benito, there was a complaint filed, I believe, with the FBI saying that maybe that was not legal to have that transaction occur. Then you've got the 2010 recession that we were facing at that time. We were cash-strapped, and by a score of 4-1, Mary Lee Stagel, our former city council person, was the only one that dissented. That southern portion of that property was sold to the Rancheria. So I look at it from like a property rights standpoint too, and you go, all right, we lost a bargaining chip as a community when our civic leaders decided to sell that property.
So does the chamber taken a stand on either one of those?
We have not. We haven't taken a formal position on either Costco or the Redding Rancheria's proposal to expand the casino. However, we do have a board meeting coming up in a few weeks, and those will be on that agenda for discussion. I know that for certain the board believes that Costco remaining in Redding is key to the fiscal nature of the general fund
integrity.
And so on in the city.
The integrity.
There we go.
Yeah.
And then with the Rancheria project, there are a lot of complexities around it. I mean, what's been interesting for me, from my standpoint, is in 2016, I remember talking to Mark Spanigal, who's the key staffer with LaMalfa. Said, so with this Rancheria project, is there anything, is that going to happen? He said, yeah, it's a done deal. Nothing can be done to stop it. So there was no noise at that time. So I just thought, okay, well, he knows. I guess that's going to be happening. And then it didn't get noisy until recently. And so now, that's past the public comment on the environmental impact study and the Bureau of Indian Affairs. They're the ones.
It's in their ballpark, right?
Yeah. So it is something that is taking place as far as the decision making is out of our area. Is it out of our control as a community? I'm not so sure. I think that public opinion does matter to an extent. So what we have committed to is being a source of information for our membership. So I've been putting out points and counterpoints on the weekly blog that I put out. So you'll see Mary Machado's Shasta Voices research paper, very well done, titled The Double Dip, that talks about this being perhaps exploiting a loophole on behalf of the Rancheria. And then I've got the Rancheria saying this is going to be an incredible economic boost to this community. And it talks about jobs created as a result of the construction and the operations of the project.
And they use the other thing that wasn't pointed out is they use all local vendors around here for everything they do.
That's right. And the multifaceted Rancheria, when you look at all of the different things that they provide, much more than gaming. So
on the other hand, the tax, the TOT, the taxes, yep. And all that's another big part that they don't pay that.
I do look at it as a negotiation, though. Yeah. I mean, even if the city council decided that they were going to draft a resolution and oppose the project, it doesn't stop them from having the ability to negotiate with the Rancheria, in particular around the city services that they're going to want for that site. So it is a negotiation. There is a lot of emotion right now and a lot of noise around it. There is some breaking news, though, is what I heard this morning via email, is that the city of Redding is likely to be hosting a workshop open to the public on Monday
from 5:30
to 7:30.
I saw that, too.
Right? So you'll have both sides out in
talking
a public
about
forum
it.
To be able to talk.
As they did before with the EIS. Okay, let's go to the phones. Who was first? Anyway, let's go to Bob.
Hi, Carl. Hi. I'm sorry I don't remember your guest's name.
Jake Mangus. Jake Mangus.
Chuck Mangus, okay. All I got to say is the Chamber of Commerce has no business back in Megan Dolly. Megan Dolly knows absolutely nothing about our water problems. She's been on the radio. She's proved it. Brian Dolly is in the Chamber of Commerce back pocket. Megan Dolly will be in the other pocket. And to me, this is ridiculous because there's four other candidates running that are 10 times better than Megan Dolly. And all Shasta County and Redding wants to do is stay status quo. They don't want to help Redding. They don't want to help Shasta County. They want it the way they want it, and they're going to keep it that way if they can. And I cannot believe that they would back a person that knows nothing about our government. She don't even know about the Constitution.
Okay. Hey, Bob, thanks for your comments, and we got to get to Roberta. Okay, Roberta, good morning. Hello, Roberta, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, you're on.
Well, thank heavens that the Chamber of Commerce is not the end-all of endorsements. For heaven's sakes, we have a very loyal and educated and experienced candidate in Patrick Jones right here in our city. And our Chamber of Commerce chooses to go to another county and endorse a member of a family already in our Senate and setting up nepotism. I'm sorry. I'm disappointed in the Chamber of Commerce.
Okay, Roberta, thank you very much. The people, she's been invited to debate several times.
Sure.
And has not shown up at these. I don't know why. I know Monday night they had one, but it was her birthday, so I didn't, stand with her, family and all that.
I think that, at least from I think it's just political strategy. If you're the leading candidate, turning out for debates, don't necessarily have great upside for you. And so I would say that a lot of it just has to come down to strategy, as far as that decision making. But we're not on her campaign team, so that may be a question for Tanessa Audette.
Okay, hey Jake, I know you got to run. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, hey, I appreciate the callers, calling in and voicing their opinion.
A lot of people hearing a lot of stuff that I had a lady in here who is not issues of the Democrat Party. And her comment was, when she heard about it, and she was sitting right where you're at, she goes, I was just looking for a little more diversity. When you put everything into one family, she says, I don't know anybody, but she said, just the idea of it kind of bothers me a little bit. And,
Sure. And I wonder, because we see examples and, within our own state and in our country of legacies of generations of families and so on. And I kind of have to slow my roll and go, wait, we're just talking about Brian Dolly and his wife, Megan.
Yeah. And that's true. So I guess if we have Courtney McIlvain run for a city council,
true.
Would that bother you?
Crying foul.
Would that bother you?
It would not bother me in the least.
Okay.
She, being a former chair of the board of the chamber, and a very solid individual, I would welcome her to throw her hat in the ring. So you heard it first here, Courtney McIlvain for city council. There we go. Yes.
Okay. Hey, Jake, thank you so much. I'm going to make you're already late for your meeting. So,
okay.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Been in the business, they've been there for 30 years. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. In fact, I'm going to try and make my appointment today. My hair is getting away from me. We'll be right back after these messages.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, 836 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. B&T Satellite, don't wait, call now. You're going to get great deals. They have gift certificates, there's money off. You can get special deals if you're 55 or over or a military and first responder. You can get a special deal down there for the first responders and military and veterans. The Stars and Stripes package includes free movies, free dish upgrades on your hopper so you can watch it in different rooms. You can follow it around with you on your phone. All of this from B&T Satellite, your local satellite dealer. Doug Tulley, a veteran himself, understands that a lot of sacrifices that our first responders and our military makes for our country and for our community. So he wants to give special. He wants to give, reach out and have something there just a little bit special for those who have served. Give him a call at 241-3474-241-DISH. B&T Satellite. Right here in Reading. Don't call the 800 number. All right, we have people lined up here. Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, I'm sorry that Jake had to run. I knew that he could only be here for a half an hour, but we can continue this on.
No problem. Thank you anyway. Hey, I got a concern that we have Megan Dolly being recognized and endorsed by the Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
She's not a local business owner, per se. She has no real history or background of leading being a leader of a civic organization. I recognize she's been on the school board of a small district for a short period of time of 2 years. But we have a local business owner here who's been for 40 years in our community. He's been with city council, and he's been here as a mayor. He's fought a good battle. And I'm just very disappointed to see the Chamber of Commerce make that endorsement.
You know, and I understand that, too. You know, the wonder about it, you know, nothing against Megan Dolly, okay, first of all. But we do have somebody here that's a proven quantity. I wonder if it's because of things in the past that, you know, Patrick Jones taking a stand on certain things that offended some people in the leadership or in the Political Action Committee.
I don't want to make assumptions.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. You know, the biggest problem I have with this, we recently was at the Republican Central Committee meeting where three members of voting members didn't vote either. And as a consequence, probably Patrick did not get the endorsement of the Republican National or Central Committee. And I think, man, we're looking for people that do take a stand. And Patrick Jones will take a stand and has proven he'll take a stand. Whether you like it or not, he's going to lead for the people. I was just very disappointed in the Chamber of Commerce.
Well, you know what? A lot of times change comes from chaos. Trump came in there and changed everything. And it has been chaotic, but there's also been a lot of strides forward in many areas. Patrick, and I'm not sure Patrick would get Patrick back on the show here, is that if you go down there and try to get along with the multitude of Democrats, it's not going to make any difference. Maybe you need to go in there and be and try to affect change and get into people's faces.
Make America or make Shasta County great again, maybe?
I don't know.
They need to be stirred up because they're not listening to us at this point. And they didn't listen to Brian. When he had a radio ad when he was running for Senate, his radio ads, I led the fight for, against sanctuary state. Well, you know what, Brian? You didn't win that battle. I wouldn't tell everybody I'm a leader that lost battles. You know, and I don't need his wife. What has she done for us? I haven't seen anything for us at this point. And that's what my disappointment's at. But I'm done. Thank you very much.
You bet, Bob. Thanks.
And have a great day.
You bet. Thanks for calling in. Let's go to our next caller. Wynn, good morning.
Thanks.
You're on, Wynn.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to call in and say that I too am disappointed that the chamber elected to do what they did. Again, like everybody else has reiterated, is that, you know, Patrick's business has been here for 40 years. He was a member of the chamber until he got frustrated with what they did before with other things, much like this. And so he quit being a member of the chamber. Yes, he does buck the system, but do you know what? He's bucking it to fix it. And sometimes the status quo is not what you need. He, just so you know, he won the Placer County Republican Assembly endorsement last night. And so, and I know that because I went down in his stead. I went down and spoke to the committee down there, and because he couldn't physically be there because he was doing two other meet and greets in Nevada County for in the afternoon, and then in the evening he was in Loyalton. Loyalton, a very important little town. That town is the town where the employees, the retirees, were losing their pension and losing most of their pension because of the PERS. So it's a very important thing to go out and talk to those people and meet and greet with them. And that's exactly what he's doing. And I know Megan. She's a very nice lady. I like her as a person. I just don't think she's ready to do what needs to be done in our district.
And well, you know what? Patrick is a scrapper. And so you're looking at a pretty much a – and we're not talking about the other people, but two people that are pretty much – completely different ways of leadership or trying to accomplish a job here.
Right, right. And we need somebody who's not afraid to go out and fight. And he's willing to fight, and he will do that. And he will be the most knowledgeable on the Second Amendment and all the gun laws that are being shoved down our throat here in the state of California. He's got 40 years of experience of knowing what we used to have and what we currently have. And nobody else running, let alone who would be in the Assembly or the Senate, for that matter, would have that knowledge.
Well,
he would be able to school them as well.
Well, I called Patrick yesterday, and they said he was gone, so now I know where he was at. And
yeah, he's,
to get him,
he's off
we're,
running.
We're
going to
get every one of them, every one of the candidates. We're starting with Elizabeth Betancourt next Tuesday, the Democrat running for office here or for the Assembly, and then every one of the other candidates during the month of August before the August 27th election. So
well,
people
too,
can ask
you know,
people can ask questions.
The water issues that we have here in the North State, specifically Siskiyou County, he's the only candidate of the five, of all five candidates, to go up and meet with Siskiyou, to meet with the people, find out what's going on at Copco Lake and the Klamath Dam and all that. He's gone up there and learned. He's getting educated on that stuff, and he truly understands where they're coming from. They support him. Big time they support him. So I just wanted to let everybody know it's more than just what's going on in our little bubble of Reading. This is District 1. It's a huge district. And so people have to understand it's not the bubble of Reading. It is much bigger than that. And for the Chamber of Commerce to be so short-sighted on that is really disappointing. It's saddening. And it just goes to show one more time where people that are think that they've got the answer to all of it don't. They don't educate themselves. They don't even leave Reading to go look and see what's going on out in the rest of the North State. And
well, so, I tell you what, Wynn, you're a very articulate representative for Patrick Jones, and you're also very articulate on the radio on some days.
I'm passionate about what's doing right because I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to live here for the rest of my life. I have been here, seventh generation, and my kids are living here. I want it fixed. I don't want it just status quo like we've had in the past. I want it fixed, and it's time to get it fixed.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Wynn, for calling.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet. Okay. I think Wynn's one of our show hosts for State of Jefferson on Sunday mornings, too. Well, it looks And we've got more people lined up after this, but we have to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for well over 30 years, better-known business. This is, you know what, I wouldn't think of anybody else to call than Alliance Heating and Air. They've taken care of our home and our air conditioning, our water, heating, all of this has come from Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more on their website, homecomfort.org. They really take what they say very, very passionately. And if somebody's supposed to be to your house at a certain time, if they're going to be late, you get a phone call and says, and from the owner, Pam, Martin's wife, and they, who owns the business here, Pam and Martin do, because they really want to make sure that their people are on time and they do what they're supposed to do. They take it really personally. It doesn't get any better than that. Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back after these messages. And hang on, Lori, because you're up next.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. They do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Reading Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at ReadingRancheria.com.
Tower of Power.
Tower of Power.
Live at Wind River Resort and Casino. Infectious, energizing, and inspiring, the most dynamic and distinctive band of survivors in soul music. Their musical roots are always evident, blending soul, funk, jazz, and rock like no other band. Tower of Power, Friday, August 9th at Wind River Resort and Casino. Tickets on sale at windriver.com. Concerts are better at the river.
Stay tuned for an important message for conservative Republican voters.
This is former California Republican Party Chairman Jim Brulte, and I'm on your radio today supporting Assembly candidate Megan Dolley. Megan Dolley is the kind of Reagan Republican we need, a no-nonsense conservative. Megan is tough, smart. She's got real-world experience as a small businesswoman. You can count on Megan Dolley to do what's right for the North State.
I'm Republican Megan Dolley. I've spent my whole life here in the North State. I'm a farmer, wife, and mother. I strongly oppose overregulation and higher taxes, and I will vote to protect Prop 13. I'll fight to secure our border and end the sanctuary state policies that protect illegal alien criminals. In the Assembly, I'll work as hard for the North State as I do for my own family. We are strong together.
Ad paid for by Megan Dolley for Assembly.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms, locally owned, locally operated, started about the same time we did in the business. It's become a real success down there at 2539 Larkspur. The only place I go to buy guns, and I buy a gun occasionally. Whether it's a long gun or a pistol, they have it all. They have super prices. They have great gunsmithing there. John Bastiani is probably one of the best in California, which means best in the United States. And their customer service is just outstanding. Plus, you can also get classes in CCW, hunter safety, and more. One-stop shopping at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222 or head on down there. 2539 Larkspur and Veterans, you get a discount at Bastiani Arms. Let's go to the phones. Lori, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. I'm so glad I had a commercial break to get my breathing down in order.
Get back. Step away from the ledge.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this was helpful to have the exchange and tell us what's going on here at Chamber of Commerce.
Absolutely.
Here's the theme that I see. And that's the narrative of relationships. And when people or families pass on a tradition, that's fine, like the Mary's Pizza Shack folks. Hey, pass on the pasta recipes. Pass that on a chair. We're talking about, really, the life and death of so many people, what happens with these elections. I'm not really into sponsoring or voting for someone who has to learn on the job. I'm not sure what her solutions are for sanctuary. I did get to hear the advert just before. And stronger together. Carl, does stronger together mean stronger in their family or stronger together for all of us who she would be potentially representing? If she indeed missed the debate because of a birthday, she's not a six-year-old child. They have an elder son or two. Are they lining up those sons for, a future position? This, again, it's the insiders that kind of get this extra bump, extra favoritism. Even Jake's father, Mike Mangus, on TV anchor back and forth. He's also a deacon at the Catholic Church. I mean, we saw this Jesuit lineage with Jerry Brown and his father. There's too many coincidences, I will call it, that you can't compare, I don't think, with the other stronger candidates. And again, I don't know why. Thank you for asking. Why is the chamber even endorsing? Why are they even into the politics and lobbying?
Well, it's a good question because the chamber has endorsed before and been totally hammered on it. And then they came back again. They backed Joe Comente early against Kehoe. But in this one, I'm a little bit surprised because there's, local guys and all this. But said why they did it, and he was, and Jake's not the one that selected the choice. This was their political action committee, which to me is, they're good people, but they're all the same people you see a lot of.
Well, I think, everyone, we're going to have to just make it real clear who's debating and really look deeper, because anyone can claim an empty lead a battle like Bob called in earlier. I mean, don't brag about something that you fell on your face on, and it's not.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what to say, Carl.
Okay, Lori, well, thanks for calling. I got some more people lined up here.
Thanks for taking my call.
You
Bye.
Bet. Okay. Let's go to Dar. Dar, good morning. You're on, Dar. Hello, Dar.
Yeah, hi, I'm here.
Okay, what's up?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I don't think she has... Good morning, I'm talking.
Yeah, we're ready.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on. We can hear you.
Hello?
Hello, we can hear you. Dar, you're on.
All right. I'm not in.
Turn down your radio.
I'm not by my radio.
Oh, okay.
I don't see that she has the credentials at all. And this one thing that I find rather offensive, and this is all I'm going to say, is that when she calls herself a Reagan Republican, what proof does she have that she's a Reagan Republican? And that's all I have to say. I will not vote for her.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dar. Obviously, some strong feelings here about that from the chamber, endorsing Megan Daly over a local guy, Patrick Jones. Patrick is well known around here. And like I said, I don't know, Patrick has taken some controversial stands in the past. He's always been against he was strongly against the building of the Sundial Bridge. and refused to walk across it, but then did. You know, years later, he walked across the Sundial Bridge. But he's also somebody that is, you don't have to wonder about where Patrick's coming from. Patrick, you know, will tell you. You know, and he is a person of strong will. And Megan Daly has pointed out that, hey, everywhere that Brian has gone, she has been by his side. She helped build the business that they have. She has worked on the farm. She's driven the tractors, and that she has the experience in business and also knowing the players, which then can be very beneficial for us. Megan's going to be on as soon as I can get her back on the show. Patrick got phone calls into him, into Lane and Joe, and, of course, Elizabeth Betancourt will be on next Tuesday, the Democratic nominee. It'll be interesting to see what happens on the 27th. And if there's no clear-cut winner, and that means 50+1, then we're going to have the final, the top two will be in November to take that seat. I think that even though they're all Republicans, I think it's going to be a pretty clear delineation between the people. I would love to, host a local, in conjunction with our local community channel here for TV, and host a televised debate for all five of the candidates. And I think, see how hard we can do that. And if that's too hard to do, especially in the last 27 days, then if we don't have a 50+1, then for sure have the two candidates in here for a debate so everybody can see it. Let's go to the phones. Bruce, good morning.
Yeah, I just want to say that I agree with the other callers 100%. We don't need another fair-weather Republican. We need a fighter. We need someone like Patrick Jones that's willing to fight. The other side is a bunch of socialists. You can't – socialist Marxists. We need to stand up. We're losing our – look at the state of the Republican Party in California. It's a joke. And we're just hanging on. We need fighters. We need people to get in their face because we've lost on this fair-weather Republican strategy. It doesn't work. So, anyway, that's my comment.
Okay, Bruce, thanks a lot. Well, I tell you what, if you listened last night to the Democrats, you want to hear true socialism. It was there. And I don't think the American public are ready. I hope Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders is the representative for the Democratic Party. They're pushed so far to the left that I can see union, I see people of color, I see so many people that see, you know, that will know the impact of what they're saying. All this free stuff impacts on everybody. Every time I hear about free tuition or writing off the college tuition money that they owe after college, just infuriates me. Because I've had so many great men and women work for me that don't have a college degree. So what you're saying is the majority of the people in the United States who don't have a college degree are not going to have to pay off the college loans that these other people took on. And that to me is not fair. There's other ways of doing it. That is not fair. Why should a master mechanic who owns an auto repair shop who does magnificent work have to pay off the loan of somebody who took Psychology of the Spotted Owl and ran up a bill of $250,000. We got another one. Terry, we got like a minute and a half. Go, Terry.
Okay, Carl, very quickly. Audrey Denny, who is a self-proclaimed Justice Democrat, said it on her website. That means that she's with Cortez and the rest. That means she's one of the ones that basically interviewed for the job, endorsed Brian Daly. Brian Daly voted on this. Megan wants to stop immigration. Brian Daly voted to give the illegals medical and all the other stuff. Another thing Brian Daly voted for was to make our CCW restrictions even more restrictive. He voted for that. He broke ranks with the Republicans and join the Democrats. And as Mike Mangus said, both Brian and Megan hosted a Democrat event. Now, the real deal is that if we're looking at this and what it is, reaching across the aisle is one thing, being one of them, arguably so. Audrey Denny, an endorsement. Come on. This is not really good for what's going on. So
okay.
I think we need to clean things up.
All right, Terry, thanks a lot. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? This is obviously a contentious issue, and it's going to continue. Like I said, we're going to have every one of the candidates on. You're going to have a chance to ask questions. Of course, always being civil, as you all are, when they come on and ask them about this. What about the water? What about the idea of the CCW? Why should it be more restrictive instead of less restrictive? What about your rights under the Constitution? What happened to those? Hey, tomorrow, Bill Spears from the president of Five Star Bank and his take on the business and what's going on right here in Reading. So good guys against the bad guys, my friend. Which are you? Hey.